W4ZLK, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, did you hear me calling you?
For some reason, when I keyed the microphone on the radio, it would shut off. I started the tractor. Never done that before.
So when you start it, the electricity goes away from the radio?
It did it before when my SWR was off. It would shut off, but I haven't had this issue in a while, so I don't know what's going on. It's working now. Go ahead.
Well, I just heard you talking to Patrick yesterday and saying you weren't called on here very often, so I'm calling you.
I was wondering. I appreciate that.
But you do have my curiosity up. Was the engine running when it was shut? There was no engine running, and now that the engine's running, it's not shutting off?
Batteries. They're big, huge, heavy-duty batteries that run this, you know, that run the electricity on this, and I haven't had the issue before. I thought maybe I had it on high power accidentally, but it wasn't, so I'm not sure what happened. I've been able to talk sitting with the tractor off many times.
I had that happen. Are you using power poles? I've had that. I know what you're talking about. I've had that happen before.
I've got just the wire run into. They have some accessory outlets in here, and I'm wondering if it's them. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. I had the key on accessory so I could monitor while I was waiting on my load to be done.
And so those are probably fused, right?
At the tractor somewhere, and then my wires, or my line itself, power line to the radio is fused as well.
So just so that you know, and it might be a possibility, it might not have anything to do with it, but just so that you're aware, when I fixed my dad's old Kenwood that he used to use, you know, back in the 70s, all right, I put a new vinyl PA in it, and I fixed the screen wouldn't light up, or you couldn't see what frequency you were on. I got all that fixed. I started using it in my truck, and it was really good, but I had a Yaesu 400 I wanted to try out in there. So I put the Yaesu 400 in place of it, and every now and then that Yaesu just quit working. And then it would come back. And it was doing the same thing. It was shutting off and starting back up when I had it on 50 watts. But if I dropped it to lower power, it worked just fine. And then so I needed that radio for something else, so I put my dad's Kenwood back in there. And it was doing the same thing when it was on high power. So it's the truck, not the radio. And I dropped it back to 10 watts. Everything's fine. Just so you know, it's probably something to do with the capacity of that accessory circuit.
It is, and that's what I figured. The thing is, it's not always, it doesn't always do that. Sometimes I can sit there with the engine off and talk and not have an issue, so it just kind of took me by surprise. I was trying to respond to you calling me, and I couldn't. I had to crank the tractor up.
Okay. Well, maybe it's marginal. Maybe it's just right on the edge, and it just depends on what the humidity is. It's whether it's going to do it or not. Who knows? Electricity's funny like that. Anyway, market starts in 1 minute, so I got to run. Good morning, N4ZLK, W4DJW.
For the call. I was really more joking than anything, just trying to give him a hard time. But do well today. Hope you make lots of money. N4ZLK.
ZLK, KO4HKX.
N4ZLK, and see, I have my tractor off, and it's working now.
And Dave, talking about that, my ID5100 in the Excursion will do the same thing. If you're not actually driving down the road and you got it on high power, it will just cut off. And like Dave said, it's the ability of that circuit to handle that current.
For a little while, too, with the tractor off. And it wasn't on high power. It was on low, which for this radio is 15 watts. And I'm just wondering if maybe as it sits here, the capacitance of the charge drops a little bit, you know, back down to the 12 and a half volts of the battery.
Well, you could have a cell going out in a battery also causing that problem.
Large batteries, it would be enough, but I guess not.
How much current these radios will draw at times?
Let me get back with you. I think they're done. I got to run in and shut my door. I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
73 Shane, have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.